radio plays cursing at 10 p.m. when kids should be in bed, but they still censor it because a lot of kids are awake on the weekend. Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Sean. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Mad Henry Radio Show today.
This episode is brought to you by...
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha. Getting your baby to sleep is a common challenge many parents face. If you find yourself bent over backwards getting a kid out of bed in the morning, you are not alone. Over time, the discomfort and irritation of having to go to sleep without lights or electronics can motivate your teen to be up in the morning. If your teen has trouble getting up, encourage him or her to make a list of things he or she would do to help him or her get out of bed on time. Having the final part of the regular bedtime routine be a favorite activity will help motivate your child to be up and ready to go. Firmly and calmly let your child know that bedtime is coming, and keep up with the routine. If your teen shouts at or calls for you, but stays in the baby's bed, remind them once more it is bedtime. For others, telling them if they wake up again, you will lock the bedroom door may work. If your teen gets up, get him back into the bed and close the door again, but keep the door closed longer, increasing the amount of time each time he gets up. When starting, you will need to determine the natural time your baby falls asleep first, and establish that as her temporary bedtime. This will make teaching your baby to fall asleep in just a short amount of time after getting in bed easier. As with so many other skills that your child needs to learn, it will take time. You can help your child improve their behavior at bedtime, and you can help them fall asleep easier and faster. Problems with sleeping and getting settled may be worse for children with autism than for other children. Bedtime can be a struggle for many parents, with over half of respondents to a recent survey saying that it is the single most stressful part of their day, and nearly two-thirds of respondents told Disney Junior UK's Parenting Hacks podcast that their children do not fall asleep until well past 10 p.m. If your baby's mind is still engaged when he goes to sleep, this could lead to a troubled night, or a bad dream. Night terrors are when your baby suddenly becomes extremely excited when they are deep in sleep. Some children will resist going to sleep using stasis and apologies, whereas others will initially get into bed, but do not stay in it. Other children are bedwetting because they are producing more than normal amounts of urine during the night, or their bladders are irritated while sleeping. Going to bed at 10 is going to get a bit uncomfortable for your baby. For instance, if your kid gets up for school at 7 a.m. and needs about 10 hours of sleep each night, then your kid needs to get to bed by 9 p.m. Sleeping in children aged about 12 years and older may mean going to bed late and rising up late, but they still need a lot of quality sleep. When your baby is sleeping well, your baby will be more settled, happier, and ready to start school the next day. You can help your baby settle down and relax to sleep by keeping activities quiet for several hours before going to sleep. Including a bath as part of your baby's bedtime routine may help to soothe as well. What it means is when your kid has to wake up early to go to school, they are working against the biological urge to sleep. If you bang repeatedly on the door to wake the kid, or pull the kid from bed, you are working harder to wake the kid up than he is. The important thing to understand is that, so long as you are responsible for getting your kid out of bed, they are going to let you. To make sure that your children stick with a morning routine, you have to put them in charge of getting up. The Total Transformation Program teaches parents to stop taking responsibility for getting kids out of bed on time. I get the recent push from some parents to move back the school start times, because I am not sure how anyone expects kids to be successful if they cannot get the sleep they need. I certainly understand why some parents might want to move this bedtime forward an hour or so in order to have more one-on-one time with their kids. I would hate for my kids to get later bedtimes. Not before they are older and no longer willing to be around me. When I learned my kids had earlier bedtimes than all their friends in the first grade, that made me kind of nervous. You can imagine how excited I was when the experts did not tell me my kids needed to get out of bed earlier. When they were in school, I was still alert, because my phone could ring any moment. The school nurse might call and tell me to take the kid who was ill, or the principal.
might ring and tell me my shy kid was trying to escape from school property in order to escape picture day. Nighttime is the one time when I know that my kids cannot ask me to do anything, because my kids are not awake. I tend to be lulled into complacency with routines from everyday life, sometimes forgetting that my children are getting older all the time, and that the rules sometimes have to be changed. During parenting coaching sessions, I have had a lot of parents tell me they have their own personal alarm clocks set up one or more hours ahead to begin the process of getting their children out of bed.
Thank you all for joining us again on the Mad Henry Radio Show. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.